My dear Lord, when you appeared as Hayagriva with the head of a horse, you killed two demons known as Madhu and Kaitava, who were full of modes of passion and ignorance. Then you delivered the Vedic knowledge to Brahma. For this reason, all the great saints accept your forms as transcendental, untinged with material qualities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His transcendental form is always ready to give protection to His devotees. As mentioned herein, the Lord in the form of Hayagriva killed two demons named Madhu and Kaitava when they attacked Lord Brahma. Modern demons think that there was no life in the beginning of creation. But from Srimad Bhagavatam we understand that the first living creature created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead was Lord Brahma, who is full of Vedic understanding. Unfortunately, those entrusted with distributing Vedic knowledge, such as the devotees engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness, may sometimes be attacked by demons. But they must rest assured that demoniac attacks will not be able to harm them, for the Lord is always prepared to give them protection. The Vedas provide the knowledge by which we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedishta sarveir angheva vidyaha. The devotees of the Lord are always ready to spread knowledge by which one may understand the Lord through Krishna consciousness. But the demons, being unable to understand the Supreme Lord, are full of ignorance and passion. Thus the Lord, whose form is transcendental, is always ready to kill the demons. By culturing the mode of goodness, one can understand the position of the transcendental Lord and how the Lord is always prepared to remove all obstacles in the path of understanding Him. In summary, whenever the Lord incarnates, He appears in His original transcendental form. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Jada Ajdahi Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bharato Abhyuttanuma Dharmasya Tudatmanu Sudamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. It is simply foolish to think of the Lord as being originally impersonal, but accepting a mortal body. When He appears as a personal incarnation, whenever the Lord appears, He appears in His original transcendental form, which is spiritual and blissful. But an intelligent man, such as Mayavadis, cannot understand the transcendental form of the Lord. And therefore, Lord chastises them by saying, Abhajananti mangudha manusim tanvasitam. Fools deride when I descend in the human form. Whenever the Lord appears, whether as a fish, a tortoise, a hog, or any other form, one should understand that He maintains His transcendental position and that His only business, as stated here, is tattva, to kill the demons. Paritranayo sadhunang vinasayatu daskritam. Since the demons are always ready to oppose Vedic civilization, they are sure to be killed by the transcendental form of the Lord. Tasmai bhavan hayasirastanum hi vibhrat. वेद ग्रहावती बड़ौ मधुकैट भाख्यौ हत्वानय श्रुतिगणश्च रजस्तमश्च सत्वं तव प्रियतमां तनुं आमनन्ति. In this portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, that means 7th canto, chapter 9, Prahlad Maharaj's very, very conclusive statements are given. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the eminent Mahajanas, sadhus, devotees. So he speaks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the truth or tattva relating to Him. Only the devotees, those who are very dear to the Lord, know the Lord and know the truth or tattva relating to Him. Others who are not devotees cannot know it. They don't know it. They cannot speak about it. If they speak, the statements cannot be accepted as authoritative, because the so-called jnanis, yogis, karmis, pandits, learned scholars, if they are not devotees, cannot understand the Supreme Lord and the truth relating to Him. Supreme Lord is never manifested before them. He only manifests Himself before His dear devotees. Naam prakasa sarvasya yogamaya smatrita mudhayam navijanas. He has said this thing in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He is never manifested everywhere or before everyone. Is always covered up by his yogamaya-sakti. So a rascal, mudha, cannot understand him. Only he speculates. The speculators are impersonalists, the mayavadis. They cannot know or understand the Supreme Lord and how He has a transcendental form. The Supreme Lord has innumerable forms. Achyutam anadim anantarupam, unlimited forms, anantarupam. Though the Supreme Lord is one, without second, Advaya Tattva. Still, He has innumerable forms. This is a mysterious and very mysterious, very confidential truth. How? The Supreme Lord is one without second, Advaya Tattva, and at the same time, He has innumerable forms. This is very, very confusing on the part of non-devotees, the faith. They cannot understand it. But those who are the devotees of the Lord, they can understand it very well, because it is transcendental truth, it is not material. it to be realized. And this realization depend upon the degree of devotion or degree of surrendering process. A person have who is not surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, he cannot understand Krishna's grace, causeless mercy is required to know him and understand him. One cannot understand the Supreme Lord, merit of his mundane scholarship, knowledge, or intelligence, or strength, whatever way. Only the causeless mercy of the Lord is required. Athapitye deva padambhadavaya prasadalesanu gruhitai vahi janati tattam bhagavan mahimnau na tasya tathanya chirambijinvam. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, also a statement given by Lord Brahma. You understand? Again, moreover, Gopinath Acharya, a devotee of the Lord, also stated this verse before Sarvabhauma Bhagavata Acharya. A great Vedantist, follower of Shankaracharya, Vedanta Bhad. When Saramvatacharya couldn't understand Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how the Supreme Lord So Gopinath Acharya has said this thing. Ishwarer Krupale Sohyan Chhe Jare, Seise Ishwara Tattva Janibare Pare. One who has been endowed with or who has received some Kripa, some mercy of the Lord, he can understand the truth relating to him. He can understand the Supreme Lord. But those who are mayavadis are speculators. If they go on, continue their speculation. Hundreds of years or hundreds of lives, they cannot understand him. So, here, Prahlad Maharaj, becoming, or as he is a great devotee of the Lord, knows it and gives this statement, Mahajana Jena Gadasya Pantha, Mahajana Jikoy Si Satyamani. One should follow the footsteps of Mahajanas. And one must accept the statements given by Mahajanas. Because those Mahajanas are great devotees of the Lord. They are liberated souls. They have no defects. They are conditioned souls. Conditioned souls are four defects. Brahma Pramada Vipralipsa Karana Pātava. So whatever they say, the conditioned souls, it is always defective statement. It cannot be perfect. So one soul, listen to the Mahajanas, or the devotees, who are free from such defects. Arjya-vigya-vakya-nahi dosh-chatushtaya. Arjya-vigya-vakya-nahi dosh-chatushtaya. One is Arjya. As a learned person, that means not materially learned, transcendentally, and was achieved spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge. The bona fide disciple of succession is a great devotee. He knows, and he has free, and he is free from four defects. His statements are free from all these defects, perfect statements. So all should accept it. Nāmātmā pravacana labhya ne medhaya bahuna sutena. Janabhisa punite tena labhyas tasi chātmā vidrunute tanu swāṁ. This has been said. In Upanishad, part of Upanishad. One cannot understand this Paramātma Tattva, this truth relating to Super Soul or Supreme Lord, by dint of his own intelligence, his own mundane knowledge. But when someone is very eager to know this truth, the supreme truth, the spiritual truth, so the super soul, form of the Lord, is in the heart of every living being. Showers his mercy. And that aspirant soul is very eager to know. And he assumes a form and comes a spiritual master. Śāstra Guru Ātmā Rūpe Ātmā Ki Janāṁ Krishna Mor Prabhutrāta Jīver Hojjāṁ. This has been stated in Chaitanya-caritamrita. Krishna is always kind. To manifest him, to make the souls, the jivas, to understand him as it is also stated, Mayabaddha jiver nahi Krishna smuti jnan jiveri krupaye koile Krishna virpura. Mayabaddha jiva, the conditioned soul, are captured by Maya. Forgotten Krishna. There is no knowledge about Krishna. So Krishna is very kind for them. For them he compiled his Vedic scriptures, Ved Puran. Mahabhadra jiver nahi Krishna smriti jnan jiver krupaye koile Krishna virpura. So for the conditioned souls, Krishna has compiled the Vedic literature, scriptures. And in all these Vedic scriptures, sarvecha vedi angiva vedya. In all the Vedic scriptures is to be known. Krishna is to be known. Krishna is there in all Vedas. But so-called Vedantis, Vedvadis, those who are not devotees, those who are not far from bona fide sources, authorities. Those were speculators. They say there is no Krishna, no mention of Krishna in Vedic literature, in Veda. Where it is? So then, Krishna has said that. Naham tadasa sarvasya. I never manifest before such a face. Only I manifest myself before my devotees. Yad Krishna is covered up by yogamaya potency. Still, he cannot hide himself before his devotees. The devotees are endowed with such vision. They can see the Supreme Lord everywhere. Yes. Prahlad Maharaj could see the Supreme Lord, the stone pillar. Whereas his demoniac father couldn't see this difference between vision of a devotee and non-devotee. If you want to see the Supreme Lord, or to understand him, you have to become a devotee. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hudesu vilokayanti jam syama sundaranga cintya guna surupa govinda madhi purusham tamangada damashita. This is the Lord. So which vision is seen? That is said, premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. Prem anjan, one ointment. Ointment of love. Love of Godhead. Was smeared in his eyes. He can see, isn't it? All right, very nice thing. We will purchase that ointment. Let's just smear it. So he can see. What is that ornament? Is it sold? Or is it manufactured somewhere? Is there any industry? Do you know? Jamal? You want to work in that industry? Become a worker there? So you get it, I am a worker there. Yes, there is industry, but this is not material industry. Spiritual industry. Transcendent. Who is the owner of that industry? It's Gurudev, spiritual master. He has that industry. You cannot see that industry with his eyes. You understand? One who can, at the mercy of Gurudev, he can see, wow, that industry is there. How the ointment is manufactured. How it is here. It's all automatic process. Many automatic machines are there. Nowadays, the modern scientists manufacture. But this automatic machine cannot be manufactured by these modern scientists. It's such a wonderful machine. Those scientists cannot think it up. How can they do it? You understand? Such a machine, such an industry. You understand? Very simple process is there. You just submissively hear, listen. Submissive. Oral reception is required. Nothing else. Just listen. Submission. Surrender yourself At the Lord Hospital Bona Fide Preceptor, Ritual Master, serve him, satisfy him, and listen to him, submission. Then you'll get automatically this ointment smeared in your eyes, ointment. Then you can see Krishna, the Supreme Lord. And then you can realize the truth relating to Him. Have this, realize this, then go on preaching Krishna consciousness, spread it. You understand? What will you preach? What will you say? That you have heard. Don't manufacture anything. Don't concoct anything. What you have heard, just say. Just say. This is kirtan. Sravanam, kirtanam. You understand? Kirtan means to say what you have heard. To chant what you have heard. Nothing else. The other name of Shravana is Kirtan. Therefore, one who has heard from a bona fide source, Guru, he can do Kirtan, otherwise nobody else can. So, here, Prahlad Maharaj says, because he has heard from his bona fide spiritual master, Narada Muni, when he was a mother, so he says. So, this instruction is there. This mind is very wicked, very unfaithful. Don't rely on this wicked mind. To control this mind, to purify this mind, this arrow for Shivsan is a rich hearing one. You understand? To hear some message, bona fide source of authority. When this transcendental sound of Krishna Katha enters into the ear, that cleanses, purifies this wicked mind. You understand? Cleanses the heart, cleanses the mind, cleanses consciousness. So, don't deviate yourself from this path of hearing, shravanta. You understand? If you try to get it, have it, by your own effort, you'll be frustrated, can't get it. You understand? Only, like some is hearing, being a disciple, sisya deham sadhimantam prapanna. You understand? I become your disciple, I surrender myself.